You're listening to healthradio.fm. I'm reporter Ruby MacDonald, and today I'm speaking with the founder and CEO of Labdoor, Neil Thanater. Hello, Neil. Thank you so much for being on our show today.
Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. So Labdoor seems like it's very unique when it comes to the type of work that you do. For our listeners who are not familiar with what Labdoor does, can you tell us more about it?
Sure. So Labdoor tests dietary supplements and tells you which ones are safe and effective. So behind the scenes, we actually run a testing laboratory that looks at the purity and label accuracy of products like fish oil, multivitamins, probiotics, protein powders, and more, and ranks them by the total active ingredient concentration, penalizes products that have negative artificial sweeteners and preservatives, and really make sure that products are pure and have no heavy metals or pesticide contamination. And once we have all this data, we actually rank the products based on quality and value, so consumers can easily buy the best supplements for them.
So how do you choose the supplements that you're going to test out?
So we pick one category of supplements each month to focus on our testing. This month, we're working on Garcinia Cambogia supplements. And so our users actually just vote on which ingredient they'd like to see tested. And we go to a retail store and buy samples of all of the top bestsellers in the market and test them all. And some of the results we find in these categories are incredible. We find products that have very little to none of the active ingredients, and we find products that might have well over the actual claimed amounts of sugar or sodium or fat or many of the other negative parts of a product as well.
So you directly purchase the supplements from the retail shelves and sites?
Yes. And so what we want to do is we want to purchase samples in the same way that a customer would. So because we want it to be as realistic of an experiment to make sure that what our results reflect what a customer is actually buying. And so we actually secretly go and purchase these products, these samples ourselves. And that also provides an extra benefit of making sure that the manufacturer has no control over which samples are tested so that we really get a truly representative result.
That sounds very fair for the consumers.
I think that's what's so important to our testing is to make sure that the data is as accurate as possible because people are buying health products and consuming these products based on these results.
So, Neil, what made you decide to create Labdoor?
So before Labdoor, I actually ran an FDA-registered testing lab. And so what that means is we were the people who determined the expiration dates and the purity and label actually for manufacturers. We were their quality control. And the testing, the work we did was very exciting. We knew all of the inside details of what made a product good or bad. But in that business, we worked for the manufacturer. So we helped give them data. But we had, that was the end of our project. And what we really wanted to do is work for the customer. And that's what Labdoor allows us to do. We really do the same testing as would be done for the FDA's process. But we do it with the consumer paying us. And so the consumer gets to control which products are tested, which categories are tested. And because of that, we're able to work for the fun part. We're able to work directly with the individual people who are taking these products.
Well, can you tell us about a recent finding that you had?
Sure. So when we tested Garcinia Cambogia, that was the most shocking set of findings that we've actually done in our entire existence. In most categories, 20 to 30% of the supplements in the category fail our testing. And I think that's already very shocking. 20 to 30% of products on the shelves being fake is a really scary proposition. But in Garcinia Cambogia, we found 70% of the products actually failed their label claims. And Cambogia is a very special ingredient because it's one that for the last few years has shown up repeatedly on shows like Dr. Oz has been built up as a, quote, miracle weight loss cure. And so a lot of people are going to, millions of people are going to Amazon and buying these products that don't have the active ingredient in them in the first place. And so what we're going to do is we've actually are in the process of submitting all of these products to the FDA and the FTC right now for to basically have them pulled off the market. And so it'll be one of the largest recalls of a supplement category that's really ever taken place. And that's the kind of work that we want to be doing every month. We want to be taking the bad products off the market so that consumers are really confident about what's left.
I've personally seen the product being endorsed everywhere. It's amazing how the work you do can take the bad products out of the market.
I think that's going to be a very important thing. We just have to keep coming up with more categories and more results like this. And I think supplements have been such a controversial space, but I think right now I think there's a great opportunity for Labdoor to continue to clean up and actually bring some trust and transparency to supplements.
Well, that's a great process that you guys do. Also, Neil, I saw another article that you wrote about beer as a post-workout drink. My husband and I like to work out as much as we can, and he likes his beer from time to time, so I'm very curious on how it works and what benefits does it have.
So obviously you can't go and chug a six-pack right after a long run. But what we found is that compared to kind of the classic products that you'd consider as a post-workout drink, like a Gatorade or something like that, that beer actually has a lot of the core components of that actually help you post-workout. So we're looking at, obviously, most beers are 95% water, so you're still getting your hydration in there. But there actually are other antioxidants and ingredients that actually are going to help you. There are carbohydrates in beer that actually will help you recover from a workout. And so we've seen one beer actually being an effective post-workout product. Mm-hmm. Obviously not a weight loss product. It actually is going to affect your benefits on that side, but you're actually adding calories. So I think you might have a kind of a mild weight gain effect, but we will actually see a recovery benefit. And so there's definitely a trade-off there. But I think every once in a while, one beer after workout would actually work as a recovery system.
I know too much of anything is never good, so one beer max?
I think for post-workout or for recovery purpose, for sure. Anything beyond that, you're starting to drink for fun rather than for health.
I'll make sure to remind my husband that. So it sounds like you created Labdoor out of passion and a deep interest in finding out the best supplements on the market. What are you and the company seeking to gain from doing what you do?
So what we'd want to do is build the most efficient marketplace possible between the customer and the supplier. And so what we tell people is we only want to make money when we help you connect to a great supplement. And so the way consumers actually pay us is buying products through our site. And so you'll see basically links to all of the top retailers, or you can purchase the products through Labdoor. And Labdoor makes a couple dollars per item that is sold through our site. And I think that's what we want to build our business around. Every time we help you make a purchase, we'll make a few dollars on that bottle, and we'll be able to build a very large business if we can get millions of people to use the site. And for us, that's the real connection. And then on the manufacturer side, we're really telling them that, look, you focus entirely on product quality, and we'll focus on marketing great quality products to manufacturers and to the customer base. And so we want to make sure that as a company, if you're making supplements, you don't have to spend your money on marketing. Spend your money on great quality products, on making great products, and we'll figure out how to get those to customers. And so making sure that basically we can get great supplements from great manufacturers to great customers as quickly as possible, that's our job.
That's a great thing to be focused on, the consumers getting great quality and the supplements are FDA approved.
Absolutely. I think the FDA has touched a lot of space and does a lot of great work. Supplements is one of the places where they've really been less focused. And I think that's really given a space for Labdoor to prove our testing in a space that doesn't have very much government regulation, and prove that we can actually clean up the market. And so Labdoor's job right now is to act like a regulatory body, to act just like the FDA, and do that kind of testing and really do the right publicity. And we'll end up really demonstrating that we can make this a safer, more effective market.
So, Neil, where can our listeners go to find out more about Labdoor?
So Labdoor is easily available at labdoor.com. We also have native applications in the iOS and Android app stores. So we're available all over the internet, and absolutely would love to have more and more consumers use our rankings while making their purchasing decision, and increasingly purchase their products through Labdoor and support the testing process.
So that's labdoor.com?
Exactly.
And also Labdoor app on Androids and iPhones.
Yeah.
Well, thanks again, Neil, for being on healthradio.fm. It's been such a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome.